Hello people, welcome to another episode of Hello Entrepreneur with Deborah Serki, where we talk about business and entrepreneurship in general. We learn from other people's experiences, we share tips and lessons and things that you can do to grow and to survive as an entrepreneur. In my previous episode, we started a mini-series. I talked about entrepreneur inspiration for tough times. In my previous episode, we talked about how to embrace change and the benefits of embracing change. Today, we're going to talk about another interesting thing that is very valid for entrepreneurs in this time, and which is how to stay motivated. You know, I understand that a lot is happening in our economy, a lot is happening to business owners, a lot of people are trying to survive, a lot of people are giving up, a lot of people are complaining about how things are going. So I want to quickly share tips and things that I know that have helped me to stay motivated, and these are easy tips, things you can do every day as a business owner to help you stay motivated in this trying time. So let's just get to it. The first thing that I will advise you to do is to have a clear goal. You know, having a clear goal helps you to keep your head up. When you remember your why, you know that this is the reason why you are doing this business. Having your goals, you know that you have to achieve this, it becomes easy for you to stay motivated because you know that there is a goal that you are trying to achieve. There is something that you are pursuing. This is your why. So it keeps you, it helps you stay motivated. The second thing is seek inspiration. You know, there's inspiration everywhere. So you have to know what inspires you. You have to seek inspiration from people around you, from books or from podcasts, from people's stories and all, so that you will feed your mind, so that you will stay inspired. When you seek inspiration, you will be inspired to keep moving, and you'll be inspired to keep pushing through even when you are faced with challenges. The third thing I want to talk about is celebrating small wins. You know, sometimes we're hard on ourselves. You know, you want to make all the millions before you know that you have arrived. You know, or you want to achieve, you want to make hundreds of sales targets, or you want to achieve like all your 100% of your sales target. You want to sell thousands of your products before you know that you have done something for yourself. But really, life is just about small wins. Big wins are actually a combination of small wins. So celebrate the small wins. Celebrate the fact that you made just one sale today. Celebrate the fact that somebody saw your post and commented on it, even if it's just one person. Celebrate the fact that you still are able to do your business the way you're doing it, or you still are able to show up and show up for your business. So celebrate the small win, whatever it is. Look for something that is happening, or something that has just happened, and then celebrate it. It will help you stay motivated. It will keep you going. There's something a win does to the mind. There's something a win does to it. Keeps you motivated. You just want to continue so that you'll be able to celebrate another win in the future. The next thing I'll talk about is having a good support system. You know, entrepreneurship is hard, really. You know, we can sugarcoat it, but then anybody that is running a business, especially running a business now, will know that there are certain challenges that comes with starting and growing a business. So you really have to have a support system. You really have to have a good support system. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Not just a support system, a good support system. Have people around you that you can talk to. Have mentors that you can ask questions. Have people that will look out for you. Have people that are always trying to see you grow, and people that are always trying to encourage you, so that in the day that you feel you cannot continue, there will be people that are cheering you on. There are people that are trying to see that you don't give up. So have a very good support system. It's very important for you as a business owner. Another thing I'll talk about is take care of yourself. it helps you stay motivated. You cannot be motivated to actually continue in your business if you're not feeling fine, or if you're not in the right state of mind to do things, maybe your mental health or another form of health challenge. So take care of yourself, eat well, exercise regularly, do self-care, yes, do self-care activities, make sure you do something that you love, take care of yourself, take breaks, rest properly so that you will have strength to be able to continue in your business. The last thing I'll talk about is remember your impact. Even though there are a lot of things that are happening, you will also need to constantly remind yourself of the fact that this is the solution my business is providing, and you visualize the impact of your business on in the lives of your targets, your ideal clients. Visualize the impact, visualize how people's lives are going to change, visualize how your solution is going to affect people, the solution that people are looking for. This will help you push on. If you think about how happy people will be when they receive your product, or how fulfilled people will be when they encounter your business, then this feeling and then this visualization of the impact will help you stay motivated, because you know that, okay, this is not just about the money, but because if I keep pushing through, if I keep on doing this business, so number of people are going to get this solution. So number of people are going to, lives are going to change because I kept at it. So guys, please try as much as possible to stay motivated. This business is actually not just about you or about the money, but also a bigger thing. There is a bigger goal. So have set clear goals, seek inspiration, celebrate small wins, no matter how small, have a good support system, take care of yourself, and then remember the impact that your business is making in the lives of people. Hope this helps, and then hope you are find simple ways to stay motivated. You really need to. These are tough times, but I don't want you to give up. I want you to stay motivated, I want you to stay inspired, and I want you to find strength within yourself to keep on doing that which you are doing. Your business needs you to stay motivated. See you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.